What do you say, buddy?
There you go. Welcome back to another episode of the Fat Cast, everybody. This is happening. It's me and Fosca and Max and my girlfriend Stephanie, and I'm going to smoke some weed.
Mm.
How about that for an intro, right?
Bro, what a good preface.
Big bong.
We also got Frodo the Tweaker out here today.
Yeah, Frodo the Tweaker, Frodo Big Tweaking. How you doing, Frodo?
Yeah,
you're adorable as shit, yo. What's good, Frody?
Dude, I understand that you're trying to be a good host, but I promise you at least, I've dealt with way worse dogs, bro.
This dog ain't nothing but a thing.
Ain't nothing but a thing, dude. Like, Frodo's just hanging out with us.
Perfect.
It's sweater season for the dog, you know, he got his navy blue sweater on. He'd be getting turned, he jumping around, he wanting to play.
My dog wears a harness, and we call it his bra, and it's adorable. My dog just sucks, dude. This dog is, like, nice looking and shit.
Hey,
what's up, big dog?
Shh, no barking. All right.
No barking. Be quiet. But we can. No.
Hey.
None of that.
I'm your owner. I own you.
You have to.
I own you.
You belong to me. Yo, shout out Joe Exotic, dude.
You been watching the new Tiger King?
I finished Tiger King too, dude.
Who was it that said he like desperately needed to catch Tiger King? Was it you who said that?
Yeah, dude. It's I watched like 3 episodes and he came to work and couldn't stop talking about it. I don't think Carol Baskin killed that motherfucker anymore. I think somebody else killed his ass, man. As you know, with the details released, you know, basically homeboy was in some shady shit over in Costa fucking Rica. And there's like a lot of money to be had if you got rid of that man, as well as he was like fucking some young ass women and like doing some like sketchy ass shit with his money and everything. So like he was in no position.
No,
for you, darling.
You
of course, Max.
Bowl,
I'm for you.
So no.
I didn't bring the ball.
Yo, I brought a ball.
You brought a ball?
Yeah.
If you have a ball, Stephanie will hit it, but it's not a big deal. I brought the blunt for us just to be safe.
Yeah, he
left me out. It's fine.
It happens. That's because you roasted my ass in Mario Party, and you deserve to be left out.
No way.
Dude, I got absolutely sent to the pits of hell in a game of fucking Mario Party this afternoon, dude.
I had 6 stars.
Dude, in a 15-turn game, this bitch ends the game with 16 stars, which is silly. Six, not 16. Which is silly as it is. But then on top of that, like 2 turns in, she robs me of half my fucking coins, and I never make it back on coinage for the rest of the fucking game. And then last turn of the goddamn game, I have 2 stars. The 4th place person only has 1 star, and I'm technically in the lead. I've got 3rd place in the bag for me.
Damn.
And then she gets the opportunity to steal a star. Doesn't take 2nd place a star. Doesn't take 4th place star in order to solidify the placement.
Nope.
Takes my star. Takes my 3rd place motherfucking star. And puts me back and forth because I have less coinage, and then I lose the fucking game of Mario Party.
To be fair, the last time we played, I stole a star and gave him the win, and I warned him.
So I guess it kind of evens us up a little
playing,
bit, but
you're
it's
not,
still.
She
not
didn't
want to
go easy
favors
on you this time.
Dude, there
she didn't
was
want
no
give you any layups,
emotional
bro
connection
wait,
there.
Wait,
and then
wait.
I kicked their ass. No, I didn't.
So after you get your ass beat, you're not sending her back?
Dude, yeah.
It's a joke.
Damn.
I told her she might be lacking wiener tonight, honestly.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know.
But this is uncharted territory right now for the podcast.
Yeah, dude, I talk about everything on the podcast. Sometimes it's about pooping. Sometimes it's about my rapid sex life. Sometimes it's about like aliens and shit. Y'all believe in aliens, right?
It depends.
I don't think it's like a belief thing. I think it's just something that like exists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Do you believe in life after love?
Dude, maybe. Do you believe in love after love after love? Yeah, dude. That shit's a banger, son.
Bro, but for real, before we keep going, shout out to Anchor. This so easy.
Anchor makes this super plausible for me,
bro.
Though.
Like
and
this
I got
podcast
a phone. It's got a high quality recorder on it and shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like bad, you know.
Shout out Anchor. Unpaid promotion. Here.
Unpaid promotion for now, dog.
For now.
And they'll pay me later on. Eventually, I'll be the face of it. I think that would be dope. I'd be like, I'll pull up off
you
Anchor,
do,
and then they'll put me on the front of it.
You do have a face for advertisement,
dude,
bro.
I think I do, man. I think I do. I was the face of that goddamn pizza place for like 7 years. I did
right
a decent job, dude.
Bro, rest in peace to the listeners that don't know what you look like, if there are those.
Dude, I know! Bro, some of these motherfuckers. I think everybody that listens probably follows me on Instagram, because that's where I put out most of my content.
Or probably
shit
knows you personally. You
or
know
knows me, knows
yeah,
me at this point. Most of these motherfuckers, half of these fucking listeners probably go fucking work between Keegan and Avery and Hannah and all that motherfuckers. They be checking shit out, which is dope. Well, shout out to Avery. You're too young to be listening to this. Go back to bed.
Go
you feel me?
Oh, shit. I think we got the neighbor's dog barking.
The neighbor's dog.
Hey.
Let's walk over here.
Okay. Can do. Shout out to puppy dog. What kind of dog do the neighbors have, do you think?
Fuck.
Dude. Turn that shit off. Okay. Send it back up. Yeah, it just starts right back where we were. See?
Well.
Isn't that a gangster, dude?
That's interesting.
We transitioned, you feel me? We transitioned is what's important. We might be trans. You guys know about Craig and his transvestite story, right? Yeah. The time our friend met a tranny on Tinder, but didn't say no to her, just kind of kept it rolling for a bit.
I don't even think I know that story.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty crazy, man. Our friend Craig, he was on Tinder and he found this fucking woman, and he didn't realize that, it was a man technically at first, and he liked that bitch, you feel me? And she liked him back and everything, and they started talking or whatever. And then she was like, you know, it's cool that you're comfortable with this. And he was like, with what? And she was like, you know, I'm trans. And he was like, okay, well, like, didn't really read your bio necessarily. Wasn't, you know, just kind of, just kind of figuring this out. But then, as interesting as Craig being like a jock and considering like music that's not country to be like gay, you know, it was very interesting to me that he was like, I'm okay with the fact that you're transvestite, you know, let's continue this conversation. And so they did. And he just kind of started asking her questions, you know, what's it like and everything, you know, you got great looking titties and ass, how did that come about and everything. So they start Snapchatting and they start talking and everything. And he's like, well, is it all like, you know, real? Like, is it all like look right and everything? She was like, yeah, start sending them pictures of like her titties and her ass on Snapchat and all that. And they start talking back and forth. And so he's like, all right, well, now I want to like prove that you're real. At this point, I'm not really sure I like believe any of this. And so he has her send her a picture. She has a Maybach, a white Maybach. And so he has her sit on the Maybach and hold the letter 3 and some fruit up. And so she's got some grapes and she's holding 3 fingers up, and she sends him the Snapchat and like a dress sitting on this Maybach. And he's like, okay, wow, I think this is all real. And she's like, yeah. So she tells him that she's a model. She's a transvestite model out of New York City. She's in Ocean City for the summer at this time. And she's just doing some modeling gigs, and she's got dummy money. Nice white Maybach, very nice hotel and everything. And all he's got to do is get blackout drunk and fuck her in the ass. And that's it. That's all he's got to do. And he's like, wow, so this is kind of intense. This is kind of a hell of an offer. And there, he's not saying no to this shit. So then Craig's words in his Snapchat are, I want to see your clit, right? That's what he says to this woman, okay? Because there's been no full clarification. That's the only part of this woman he hasn't seen yet as they've gone through their conversation. She sends him a video. It is a, you know, it's a purple square, you feel me? And he opens this bad boy, and it's her, like, spreading her legs, still sitting on the top of this Maybach. And as she spreads her leg, a dick with no balls attached to it flops down. And it hurt. It hurt Craig quite a bit, to be honest with you. I think it was probably not something he was expecting, but it happened. And to this day, I refuse to kind of Google it for myself. I don't really want to be on the same page. But he tells me it is one of the worst things he's ever seen. It's just a dick with no balls attached to it. The amount of discomfort that comes from that image is outstanding. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to experience it myself. But that ends up happening. So he says, well, hey, I thought maybe you had... thought maybe that wasn't going to be there. You know, maybe we should talk about this in a different light now. And she's like, no, you know, still here. Surgery's not until December, you know, but like, you know, ignore that, you know, sticking to my ass, and, you know, you can still have like the best time of your life and everything beforehand. You know, I'm obviously like gorgeous and everything. You just got to stick in my ass and pretend there's not a dick vibing out there. And he was like, well, hit me up in January. And just stop talking to her. Like in the past, I don't think she ever hit him up. I can't say that he didn't try, you know, months later, but he just kind of called it there once the dick was still in play.
How much money was it?
Just a lot. I don't know exact figures. As much as it was just like a night out on the town in Ocean City. You know, nice bars, mm-hmm. nice hotel, nice car, drive until he's too drunk to do so, and then she gets him home and he fucks her ass and goes to sleep and wakes up to like whatever kind of buffet they got in those nice hotels in the city type of thing, you feel me? So it's the dick and no balls that you gotta wake up next to that's different, you feel me?
Yeah.
So
That's fucking strange.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. I feel like I got a weird circle. I got a weird... I like my group of friends, you know? I'm pretty proud of them. So, this is the same guy that's not allowed in the Millennium Hilton Hotel in New York City anymore. He's permanently banned for...
Jizzing on the walls?
No, dude. Rearranging himself in the elevator. We took a trip out to New York City a while back, and the goal once we arrived at Penn Station, for some godforsaken reason, was we would like to go take a dump at the 9/11 memorial. So Craig had to poop by the time we got there, and made most of the walk. No cabs or taxis or anything, honestly. Just we walked because we didn't want to miss anything from Penn Station to the 9/11 memorial in order to poop there. That was the goal. In the most respectful manner possible, Craig really wanted to take a shit at the 9/11 memorial, kind of like a bucket list type thing. And so we get... And so we get there, and it just so happens to be the day that we're there, the memorial is shut down. It's closed.
Fuck.
Memorial's not open for Craig to dump at. He's been holding this thing in for like 4 hours of walking and just can't. Isn't going to get to do the poop he wants to do. However, across the street from the 9/11 memorial in New York City is the Millennium Hilton Hotel. I believe it's like 4.2 stars on Google or something. It's a nice, nice establishment. Fountains in the lobby type place. Real, real cool. And we go in there, and I guess maybe just because it was years ago and life was different, but nobody stopped us from walking straight into the elevators. And we go into the elevators. This was not the time of key cards. It was just... Once you were in, you were in. You didn't need your room key to activate the elevator or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we go in that bad boy, and I want to say it was 86 stories. It was like one of them big boys. So we go all the way to the top. We look out. We're like, yo, this is really dope. Everything's very beautiful. But we still have to poop. So then we see that there's a restaurant on the 13th floor. From the 86th floor down to the 13th floor, there's this square box. Has to be like 1 foot by 1 foot, though. It's a decent sized like box in the like top of this elevator. We're thinking this establishment is so nice, it would make a lot of sense if there's a miniature TV in this elevator. That's exactly what it looks like. So, assuming it's a television, as a unit, there are four of us. We begin to do what teenagers do and just kind of jerk off at this TV. We joke as if it's a camera, so we're going to jerk off at it. We're going to flip it off. We're going to pretend to hump each other, you know, just for shits and giggles, because how funny would it be if it was a camera, you know, but it's obviously not. It's a TV. And so then around, I don't know, God forsake, maybe the 50th floor, a very nice looking, very old Asian / Korean woman joins us in the elevator. However, before this woman joined us in the elevator, Craig had started kind of reassessing his genital situation and was kind of doing some damage. He was like roughly elbow deep, kind of giving the old sack a scratch type thing. And when she hopped into the elevator with us, he didn't stop. Homeboy just kind of continued the motion of the ocean type shit. He didn't, there wasn't like a pause or like, let me take my hand out and sniff it in silence type thing. He just continued to scratch in and around his ass to taint area. And while doing this in front of this woman, she rode with us for the next like 40 floors or whatever before we got to the 13th and hopped out onto the restaurant floor. We hop out onto the restaurant floor. We walk past. There's no one standing in the lobby. We walk into the left. There's the fucking men's and women's rooms. We're like, holy shit, we made it to a bathroom. It's in this fancy hotel restaurant. This is just where we'll have to shit. This will be the place we shit. Craig goes in, takes a shit. I believe our friend Clay may have been. Goes in, takes a shit. Me and my friend Jacob, we take a piss, and we walk out. And as we walk out, Clay's coming out behind us. Craig's still in there taking a dump. Two men that look like the secret agent off of Lilo and Stitch are standing outside of this door. You know, like these are two of the biggest, most The Rock looking men I've ever witnessed in my life. Down to the bald hair and darkness to them, like it was terrifying looking men, and dressed as in agent garb, like somehow fitting a suit and everything and such too. Like no joke. And they're out there, and they're like, you know, are you guys guests here at all? And no, no, we're not, you know, do you guys have permission to be up here? You know, no, we just came up to use the bathroom real quick. You guys know this bathroom's downstairs? No, no, we didn't. We just came up to use the restroom real quick. And they're like, okay, well, you know, we need to see your guys' IDs, and you guys need to leave the, you guys need to leave the hotel and everything. And we're like, okay. And they're like, but, him, we need to speak to. And we're like, the guy slept in there? He was like, yes, whoever the other gentleman is. And so we open the door, and our friend Clay goes in there, and he's like, yo, you need to throw me your wallet. He's like, what? No. Why would I throw you my wallet? And he's like, yo, you need to give me your wallet. I need your ID. He goes, why would I give you my ID? He goes, yo, I need your wallet. I need to give these speaking people your ID real quick. And Craig, having no idea what was going on, with the door swung wide open, with these two gentlemen standing right outside, yells, yo, tell whoever it is to fuck off. I'm taking a shit. And with the door open, these two men made a face as if the size of these men, they had never heard those words before in their life. Not once in their life that the size and appearance of these men had anybody even dared to tell them to fuck off, let alone because they were dumping. And Craig yelled at the top of his lungs to tell him to fuck off because he was taking a shit. And the fucking, I would never forget the face those two men make. And so Clay goes down under the fucking thing. Yo, it's the security guards. I need your fucking wallet. You see the wallet fly down on the fucking floor out of the stall. Clay picks the shit up, takes it out. The toilet flushes. Clay comes out and gives them the ID and everything. And they start looking at it. Craig comes out of the bathroom. And they're like, sir, are you a paying guest? And he was like, no, of course not. And he was like, do you understand that you were aggressively rearranging yourself next to a woman, an elderly woman who is paying to stay here? And he was like, oh, I didn't. Yeah, I was just kind of scratching at it. He was like, would you like if somebody did that in front of your sister? And he was like, I don't have a sister, man. And he was like, if somebody did that in front of your mom? And he goes, my mom's kind of a bitch, dog. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not that worried about it. And he's like, you understand you can't do this here. You know, your friends here are going to be asked to leave, but you, sir, are going to be asked to never stay or have residence at this hotel ever again. You know, we're going to. And he took his name and his ID and, like, threw in, like, this iPad shit he had or whatever. And they escorted us all the way down and told us that we were allowed to come and stay if the three of us wanted to, but that Craig was never allowed to come back there at all. And they had his, like, shit in the computer and his ID and everything. And now Craig is no longer allowed at the Millennium Hilton Hotel in New York City for violently rearranging himself next to an old Asian woman.
That's wild.
Yeah. It was fun times, dude. It was crazy. But he got to take his dump. And in a really nice place, too, honestly.
How old are you when this happened?
I was probably 17. Craig's probably 20, 21 maybe. Yeah. Just back in the day. It was good stuff, man. It was fun. That's, you know, life is exciting. You got to dump in some nice places. You guys ever dumped in, like, good spots before?
Bro, Bennett's bathroom, low-key, in the locker room.
Yeah, A good spot to dump?
Bro, you just announced that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then nobody says anything, nobody cares.
Yeah, okay.
And if they do, you're shitting, fuck them.
Yeah, you just got dumped.
There's this bathroom on the science building right by my freshman year dorms on my campus.
Facts.
Third floor.
Yeah.
It's basically untouched. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there are not many people up there in the first place. And, like, they spent, like, I think, like, $80 million on this building alone.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a new science building that they had built that year. And they had invested about, like, $80 million into it.
That's so gangster.
It was brand new. It was sparkling white. The bathroom was huge. Oh, my God, bro.
That's about to dump, too.
Yeah, no, I would just, like, if my roommate was there, like, whatever, like, the bathrooms are, there's a lot of people around, I would literally just walk to this building.
Yep.
Down, just a little bit down the way, but it's way better.
Good.
Dumping experience, you know what I mean?
See?
Sun would hit it perfectly, you know?
Sun would hit it.
Exactly. It was big windows. Huge windows.
I fuck with windows in the bathroom. I'm not against that, man. I feel like some people may
the whole building was mostly glass in the first place.
Yeah, that's kind of fire. Yeah. That's a good building.
Beautiful.
I had friends that played paintball in that building. When they first were doing construction in it, they got kicked out. They're not allowed. I can't even remember. It was his name is Eric something. It's been years since I spoke to him. But it was during the construction of these new buildings, so it's been that long. But, yeah, he got pulled over or arrested by SU police for playing paintball in there. What's is he going to try to fuck me? Or is it just normal that he likes people that pet him?
he's neutered.
Okay, because I'm cool with him licking me.
I don't think he's capable of horny like that.
Okay, cool. I'm cool with him licking me. That's a vibe. I'm not stressing that. I just wasn't sure
if he was going to take any other steps.
Dog's 18?
Really? Mm-hmm. He's an old boy, dog. He's an old boy dog. Hey, what's up? You're still doing
it? I think it's just you.
Is it just me?
You know, you're hitting the spot for real. When you stop hitting the spot, he'll
I must be. Him. I'm scared to stop, but at the same time, I kind of want him to stop.
You guys got this dog when you were 18 years old?
I made it through the storm.
I mean,
cool.
18 years ago. Right?
All right.
We got him like 18 years ago, bro. Damn near. He was a little.
You had this dog your whole life, dude.
Basically, yeah. That's
awesome. Because I think Frodo's into it. He's just done licking me now. There we go. You ever fuck with like socks and shit?
He eats tissues. He fucks with my socks.
You didn't
socks.
Just watch him eat the tissue?
No, I'm not watching much of what he eats. I'm just kind of giving the last scratch.
Yeah.
You guys fuck with head scratches?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, isn't that shit fire?
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on head scratches. Shout out Stephanie.
Bro, Frodo, stop dropping this shit, bro.
I don't have any hair to scratch, but I got a good scratchable head.
I like rubbing your head.
Thanks, dude.
I liked it the other day. It made a fresh squeaky sound.
It's kind of nice, isn't it? I kind of fuck with when you rub my head. It makes me feel at home.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
makes me feel more comfortable.
Dude, I felt like I was squeegeeing the windshield at Rofo. You feel me?
Yeah. I like that. This is how my forehead makes in the shower.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd be using that Head and Shoulders still?
Yeah, a little bit, dude. I use that 3-in-1. It's not even real soap, dude.
Bro, you got laundry detergent on there?
Yeah, pretty much, bro. I don't know what I'm washing myself with.
You got toothpaste?
With. It smells all right.
Let's make the 38-in-1.
It's 38-in-1, yeah. It's toothpaste, it's laundry detergent,
fluid,
it's dish detergent.
Lighter fluid.
It's lighter fluid.
Propane.
Yo, it hits this every
hurts
fucking...
My ears
that's
and
perfect.
My hair.
No, that's wonderful. Yeah, you would fucking heavy with like some engine fluid and then... But it does everything. If you run out of coolant in the vehicle, you can just take your fucking hair soap.
I didn't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know what coolant is. Anyways, it's a great idea, I think. Ultimately.
Yeah. You're pretty sick.
Yeah, dude.
Hmm.
I went to Dollar General today. I found out they sold Yu-Gi-Oh cards in that bitch.
Bro, they're back to, like, those collectible cards for real.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I used to have a stack of, like, legit Japanese Pokemon cards in
my
prized possession.
Dude. Might be worth money. You don't have them bitches anymore, do you?
I might, actually. My little brother kind of, like, been pawning them off for real.
Dude, you might be, bro.
Yeah.
Them bitches, dude, you have no idea
these
days. We
have a whole fucking big ass case of them.
That's so fire, dude. A lot of people do, and they just don't be doing shit with them.
Bro, why did everyone have so many of them damn cards?
What, Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
No, Pokemon cards, dude. Well,
Pokemon cards?
Everybody just had...
It's so fucking popular, bro.
It was just the shit. I mean, it really was just the shit, yo. Like...
For real.
Remember Pokemon Go? Like, Pokemon's like a dynasty.
It's Pokemon Go.
I mean, yeah, Pokemon really is one of the biggest, like, I don't know, dude, I feel cool using the word empire, but, like, Pokemon really be, like, one of the biggest things in the world.
Just consistently.
Like,
past, like, 20
for
years.
For realsies. It's kind of crazy.
Always made money.
It's interesting that they've gotten all the way to the point of remaking the Diamond and Pearl games. I don't know if I'm just old or out of touch, but it feels like the Diamond and Pearl games just came out, like, a few years ago.
That's past my time.
Yeah, dude, but it's been like a minute. It's been like 7 or 8 fucking years at least since Diamond and Pearl came out.
Bro, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that people that are, like, they believe in, like, the evolution, like, of the monkeys, do they think they can believe in Pokemon?
Like, I would like to
if you don't believe
so.
In evolution, can you believe in Pokemon?
Maybe, dude. I think it depends on the size of your imagination, you know?
Why is Meowth the only one that can talk?
Yeah, we don't get any answers on that. We don't ever get any answers on why Meowth is the only one that can talk. The fucking show doesn't tell us shit. The game, it's not applicable. Doesn't ever explain to you why Meowth is the only homie that can talk. What? Dude. You dropped the toy, dog. Don't make upset noises.
He got real bad.
As if you weren't the one that just pushed it off the fucking couch.
He
don't blame anybody else for your problems. Are you mad because I stopped the butt scratches?
I don't think it's either. I think he's just old.
He's
probably like sharded for real.
This is like a good chance. Dude, I thought I was going to shard earlier today.
Really?
I was sitting next to Stephanie and I literally almost shit my pants, dude. I let it fucking go, bro. I let it go bad.
I thought I farted, but shit.
It was tough, dude. Well, because I got a chicken sandwich on chicken sandwich on Texas toast. First try. Sorry about that.
Bro.
Yeah.
Rofo?
Yeah, dude. Mm. She was actually banging, dude. I was like, dude, they're going to righteously fuck this up or it's going to be absolutely amazing. And solid, dude. Solid chicken sandwich on Texas toast, dude.
You know, there's not much wrong that you can do with that.
Rofo,
you
said?
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's fantastic.
Bro, I like to get the chicken salad, crunchy chicken salad on Texas toast. Oof.
Crunchy chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
From Royal Farms.
From Rofo.
On Texas toast.
On Texas toast.
What a statement.
Bro.
Really? It's good.
Yeah. This is a sponsorship right here.
Wow. Yeah, I do think it would be dope to be sponsored by the Rofo or Wawa, honestly.
I'm sponsored Wawa's by the Royalist of Farms.
Yeah, Bradley. The Royalist
King
of
Farm.
King Farm. Wow. I like that. I like that. That's special, dude. That's Bradley, big special.
Rofo.
Yeah.
Rofo Supremacy, definitely.
The Rofo Supremacy. Rofo's I like
so
that.
Great. It's kind of underrated.
It is because, because half of them are bad. But it's not Rofo's fault it's bad. It's just the area you put one in. You put it in a decent area, the Rofo's going to be fantastic. Yeah. But the Rofo, more than like a lot of things in this world, really incredibly reflects its area consistently. Yeah. Royal Farms and Wawa's both just reflect the area they're at. I've seen some wonderful Wawa's. And you know what's nice to them? Houses in their area that cost more than 100 grand. You know? Like... And then you know what's really trash is the Royal Farms next to P Block. You feel me? And
so like, thought
of this. Yeah, dude, it's just something I'd be thinking about because I go to a lot of them. I'm a big gas station boy, and I have seen some nice gas stations and some bad gas stations. Boy. And it's yeah, dude. I don't know. Maybe I'm a gas station connoisseur. That's what they should call
Bro,
me.
I mean,
Wawa's the best though.
Wawa's great. I like Wawa more. Than
I like.
Rofo's great.
I like. Rofo for their selection of like stuff.
Yeah,
their but stuff. But Wawa definitely has that better food.
The better yeah. food, yeah. The food menu.
I haven't seen this bitch for Wawa yet, dog.
No, you haven't.
There's
you
no fucking.
The car when you went in.
There's
wah,
no.
Wah.
Yeah.
We gotta hit that. Wah, wah, wah.
There are many Wawas in Salisbury as there were Rofos. I think you would see this problem again.
Yeah, because we got like four or like, five Rofos. We only got two Wawas.
But they used to not be four or five Rofos.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Are brand
like,
new.
The Pemberton one, there's another one. I think like the east side of town.
Yeah, at least like Fruitland. Three of them are new.
The 51 that you
Don't
were talking about, they're all
Don't
made within the past like 10 years. You know what I mean?
My bad, that's contagious.
That was dumb
shit. That's worse
dude.
Than the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, bro,
what if the world just entered a big
Have you
yawn?
Ever not done it? Like, have you ever just sat there and fought a yawn for like extended periods of time? Because
yeah.
I have, and it was one of the biggest regrets I have in my life.
You just yawn?
I know,
you
I fought it for
like
I've, yeah, resist. I fought a yawn for like, I don't know, had to have been maybe 15-20 minutes like
That's
I was just on the phone and just it kept having to happen like every minute or two I would go to do it and I'd be like mmm, and I would like keep my mouth shut and finally I was like yo this isn't going away it was like the fucking hiccups like I keep it keeps popping up the longer I sit here and fucking talk I keep having this feeling I want to open my fucking jaw and by the time I was like okay I need to let this happen I like couldn't go through with it I was like that I couldn't finish the fucking yawn. Like, I could never,
the tension
like,
didn't leave your body.
Yeah, it literally, I would just sit with my mouth open until, like, my eyes started fucking watering. Like,
how do
just,
you escape that?
It just, I had to try yawning for, like, minutes. It took me, like, another 5 to 10 minutes of, like, holding these long yawns for finally my jaw to, like, unclench. And I was like, oh, my God, I just, like, completed a fucking yawn. Like, it
my
was...
fucking fat just sitting there.
Dude, it was the... I was yawning like you laugh for half an hour, bro. It was tough, dude. She was not easy, but eventually I got it out of my system. It felt nice, so
yeah. Bro, do y'all, when do you guys smoke? Do you like get cold?
Is
it
the same? I don't get cold as much as I get a certain need of comfort. You feel me? I can understand. Just
I get both, bro. My hands
dude,
get like all fucking freezing.
Dude, I just need to be I'm a certain like, level of comfort.
I gotta go put the sweaties on, maybe.
Yeah, dude. Big sweaties though.
Big sweaties.
I like that blanket.
Yeah.
There's something about a good like. Checkered / plaid blanket that adds some like hominess to it almost. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bro, there's something about the dog's sweater.
It's kind of dope.
That makes him look so classy, bro. He looks so intelligent.
He looks like a mayor's dog.
What an eloquent dog. What an eloquent piece of shit dog. I love this boy.
I love that phrasing.
Eloquent piece of
it
shit.
It looked like Ted Cruz's dog.
I like it. I got a Build-A-Bear recently. Stephanie bought one for me. It's got plaid flannel on it. Shit looks fire as fuck, honestly. I want to get the exact same plaid on it and then pull off like a father-son look and shit.
Nice.
I think it would be really fucking dope. I think that would be a great Instagram photo for me.
I'm still mad at printing out the cat.
Oh, yeah. We should catch. We should we should get a flick before I have to leave a of flick? The three of us. Yeah, sometimes I call them flicks to be like unique. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like, that would be dope.
I haven't heard the term flick in a while.
Yeah, dude, I like flicks. I think we should get a good flick of the three of us before we get a dip.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, dude. Include the dog.
We could, yeah, we can hit the dog and be a part of it.
I don't think he would.
He might not want to be a part of it, honestly. Yeah. You know,
dude, that shit tweaked me out earlier though.
Yeah, you... that was funny, dude. That's he went funny. Straight to the spotlight, dog. Like no,
I was like, what just, the fuck?
Brightness.
I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, we're crazy. Is that how that goes?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care. My parents have been texting me, but like, it's like
gangster.
I was just getting the dog, for real.
Yeah, I was just getting the dog. I was just
getting my fucking Frodo back inside. Sorry if you hear this, mom, dad.
A little Frodo action?
Yeah.
That is a pretty cool name for a dog. Wait, you're not that much older than the dog, bro.
No.
That's wild. I don't know why that makes it different for me, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, bro, we grew up together.
You, like, actually grew up with the homie.
I watch him get old, and he watched me stay young.
Dude, big... Oh, that sucks. That's so funny, yo.
Yeah. Bro, Big Sawson to, we picked him up in Glen Burnie. I don't know if
Glen Burnie, I've heard of Glen Burnie.
Glen Burnie, what an interesting place. I'm trying to figure out why it's named that.
I don't know.
Who the hell?
Glen? I'm still trying to figure out Jim Thorpe, man.
This place, Jim Thorpe being the Olympics. Bro, my man Frodo dropping his bone.
Like, every minute or two, man, poor guy.
Who's gonna stop? Bro, he just needs some fucking hands, for real.
Did you guys have a decent Thanksgiving? I haven't even asked about the fact that it's Thanksgiving today.
Foss, you want to go? You want to go?
I had a chill Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I did my own thing. And
okay.
Well, my parents didn't, like, put me on to the fact that... I think that they didn't know what the work schedules were going to be like for everybody. Like, I don't know what my brother's doing. My dad had to stay home because he's working tonight.
Yeah.
My mom hits me up. She's about to walk out the door. It's like 11 a.m. She's like, do you want to come with me? I'm just like... No, not really. If you had given me a heads up, I'd like that, for sure. At that point, it was just like, nope, I'm just going to have the... I just plan for a day off to just relax and just eat food, do my normal thing.
That's important.
I mean, I personally am not that pressed over Thanksgiving. I'm not that pressed over Thanksgiving. I eat good every year. Or every day. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I don't know. People want to eat good once a year. It's weird. Like, why?
That's fair. I can understand that.
You can't just eat good all the time. You know what I mean?
That's the vibe, dude. You
can't be grateful all year, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. I will give you that, dog. That's fair. What about you, Max? Did you just vibe out here? Has it just been you?
So I woke up 6:30, you feel me? I drive several states away.
Yeah.
Get some dinner with the fam, you feel me?
That's fire.
And then they're like, yo, you can go home now. I'm like, okay.
So okay.
I pop back out. Several states away, you feel me? Now I'm chilling.
That's fine.
Me and Sam had a little road trip today.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta work tomorrow anyway, so...
Yeah, I guess we all do.
You know, how many hours? You said 7 hours?
I'm supposed to be there at, like, 12, and I'm working until, like, 9.
Okay, same. I'm gonna at 8. Oh, fuck me! God damn it! I forgot.
I'm gonna be making soccer balls and striking ers.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking funny, yo. Okay.
That sounds kind of off.
I feel you.
I was sitting at the Thanksgiving table, hold up, last name Meyer. I was like, yo, it's so wrong. Why are we still using the hard R? Like, we're homies. No,
did you
say Maya?
We're the Mayas, yo.
Yeah, we
chill. Did you get laughs out of that or what?
Yeah.
Got a few giggles, you feel me?
Yeah, we got them yiggles.
Yeah, shout out yiggles. Yeah,
because in my family we don't really make the good. We make the
everyone just giggle? Sounds like Goofy being sexually assaulted.
Sexual assault on Goofy—that's whack for real.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, you ever heard that joke that Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse are in court, and the judge looks at Mickey Mouse and he said, "What?" And so you're divorcing Minnie because she's extremely silly, and Mickey goes, "No, because she's fucking Goofy."
Oh,
isn't that great, dude? I love that shit.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, he's if this dog don't stop dropping his motherfucking bone.
Dude.
He knows I'm just going to give it back to him, though.
That's the issue.
He's playing the dumb man's
game. He's playing the
system. And I'm the dumb man.
You might be the dumb
man. I'm the stupid man.
The old versus the dumb.
It's like the shortest distance of fetch I've ever seen in my life. He just drops it. He drops
he's still like
3 feet below and you pick it back up.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch Daredevil on Netflix?
No, kind of.
I feel you.
He's kind of like superhero Helen Keller for real.
For real, for real? That's the best way I've heard anybody Helen put Mann. That shit. Helen Mann. Helen Mann.
Helen Mann.
Keller is the female part of her name. Mann is what makes it a man.
Mann Keller.
Mann Keller.
Bro, man's being reading Braille and fucking knocking bitches out. For
dude,
real.
You got like, pecs, son. Out. Mann Keller got abs of steel, for real.
He like a whale. He said, ooh, ooh, picking up where people are in his proximity.
He got mad sonar, son. Oh, bro, that's hilarious. Shot Daredevil, dude. Mr. Murdoch in the building, you feel me?
Fucking wild, yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. All the other, I didn't like the rest of the Marvel Netflix shows. They all sucked, though. Wasn't like a Punisher or Iron Fist or Plain Jane. Not Plain Jane. That bitch was another shit. She died in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Poor girl.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I've been watching that like cheesy rom-com lately, you know?
Which one?
That one.
Okay, actually, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Nah. Bro, there's this show called You.
You is great.
There's this show called You, bro. I feel like it's something that you would write like one of your novels, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, but it's like super like weird and shit.
It'd have to be like strangely misogynistic but funny at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. This is minor, like a little offensive for sure.
Bro, we need to write that one though. Mine, 50 Shades of Gay.
Yeah, I would love that. That would take me a minute to write, but I
think you have to come up with the backstory.
I could give all 50 shades. They would all just require different names, and honestly, that would be where it gets tough is just remembering whose name too. But then I could write a 50 orgy.
We got the contact list for the orgy.
Yeah, that would be it. I just have to remember all who's who is all. Remember who's got which skin tone. I'd make myself.
Or you could name it after
cheat.
Non-fictional characters.
Oh, okay, I throw Percy Jackson in the mix. That's the white guy I want.
Percy Jackson.
Yeah, dude. I think that motherfucker looks sexy as fuck. Not even in the movie, but like in my head when I read the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was attracted to that fictional character, heavy.
I thought you were talking about the movie.
Nah, the guy in the movie looks good.
No, he did it. But the characters look fine. The movie fucking sucks.
Yeah, but I'm big into the way he looks in the book, in my head, at least. That might be a little gay, but...
Hey.
It's called 50 Shades of Gay, man.
I think 50 Shades of Gay.
I think it's appropriate.
50 Shades of Black was crazy. You guys fuck with the Wayans brothers?
Absolutely.
I think they're good, but I feel like they're a little dated. I feel like they were like, not that they're not funny at all, but just like they were so much funnier like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they hit their prime.
Like, that was their, which I think is fair. Not that I expect them to be perfect their entire life, but like, I wish I still found them as funny. I just don't find them as laughable anymore. Because they're still doing things. It's just not the stuff that, it was.
Yeah, anymore. I mean, I definitely checked out of like the new content that they're putting out because there's just like such a demand for content.
Yeah,
anyone who's established is gonna make something.
Yep, and everybody's coming back.
Yeah,
everyone who's retired is rejoining
streaming
the space.
Is just bringing,
back into the old. They've remade Saved by the Bell, dude. Like they've got some crazy shit that
I didn't hear about that, but that makes sense. Yeah, like, they remake fucking everything. Yep. You know, what
everything
I mean?
Is getting a fucking remake nowadays, dog. I did fuck with Hawkeye, though, the Marvel side series. Good shit. Mm-hmm. We watched those first two episodes recently. I fucked with it. I was close, dude. I almost got the full Yabba Dabba Doo out. You guys know Yogi Bear doesn't say that?
Because I told him, I was like, okay, Fred Flintstone, and he's so confused.
Yeah, I thought it was the Flintstones. I just couldn't think of the fucking name. I'm tweaking.
Yeah, I made it like 23 good years being pretty confident. It was Yabba Dabba Doo. I'll steal your picnic basket.
It's something you get taught in your senior year of high school.
I think that was part of the homeschool issue I ran into.
Yeah, no, you no didn't one was learn there to tell Yogi me that.
Yeah, nobody was there to tell me what Yogi Bear really said.
I said Bauer.
What has Yogi Bear really said?
I don't know. He's got the same.
What do bears say for real?
I do.
What's a bear sound, bro? You hear
they
that?
They kind of make like an aggressive bark noise.
But you really didn't know.
He dead ass didn't know. He was like, he says, hey, hey, hey.
Yogi Bear says, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no bears. Hey, hey, hey. No, because that's Fat Albert.
That's Falbert. Yeah, that's no, Falbert.
Albert does say
it. Did you say that's Falbert?
He says, hey, hey, hey.
Yogi Bear. Picnic baskets. Yeah, he'd be saying something about picnic baskets, though. Bro, that's important.
Not to mix him up with Smokey the Bear, bro. They're both very popular bears.
Yeah, dude, Smokey the Bear. Remember when he was like, don't light shit on fire? And all of us were like...
Yogi Bear is the one that be lighting shit on fire. We got two bears.
Down California, yo. What?
We got two bears as examples. We got the Yogis of the world. We got the Smokies.
We got the Yogis.
Are you going to be the rat? Are you going to be the rat?
Are you going to be the bitch bear? Or are you going to steal a picnic basket, though?
Picnic basket, though.
You gotta keep the A's in, son. It's like banana. It wouldn't be the same without them. Mm. I still got my hand on his ass. I hope that's okay. Okay.
I'm worried about it.
I'm not scratching as hard as I was. But I'm here. I'm in company for him, you know, at the least.
I might be a little concerned, but it's okay.
It's all right. You'll survive.
Listen, what's up?
We chill it.
Yeah, it's kind of a big vibe, dude. Yeah. It's nice in here. You guys fuck with Mario Kart?
Dude, yeah, absolutely. Bro, we usually have it on the Switch here, but my brother had to have Fortnite over Thanksgiving break. You feel me?
I feel you. Wow.
He's getting them kills.
Like, can you blame him? You know what I mean? Like,
goodness.
You go out of Fortnite. Town with your family, that you're going to want your Switch on you.
Like, yeah, it's applicable. I understand. Makes sense.
Yeah, bro,
makes
he's
sense.
Like at the age where he like barely has a working phone. He has the phone that you could play Flappy Bird on and search on YouTube when you got no data.
Yeah.
You're just doing all the obsolete
Flappy
shit.
Flappy Bird, dude.
Yeah, that's what could become handy for him.
You need that shit, dude.
So in reference to Angry Birds today.
Bro.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that game in a while.
I played that game, man.
Yeah, definitely.
That was nice as shit. We had that on the TV, yo.
Yeah, Angry Birds on the TV, like for the Wii. You know, Nerf has Wii games.
Yeah,
pretty, I knew that.
They're
that
fun,
makes,
dude.
That makes a lot of sense.
You point and shoot type shit, dog. Yeah. They're pretty fun. It's kind of fire. I won't lie to you.
Nerf. Original Nerf though is also pretty.
Yeah, cool. Dude, Mad. We've rented out. Do either guys? Either of you know where a community Christian church is right here off? Yeah, I've rented out. Not rented. My mom's a pretty big part of the church. That's where I was like brought up. Was in that church, and. We've used it to have Nerf wars in three times.
Dude, we did that at my dad's church.
It was the greatest shit ever to just have a church to yourself, like 10 fucking 14-year-olds, and just Nerf guns and bullets galore.
Dude, I love committing fake malicious acts in church.
Yeah, there's something about it that changes the vibe, dude. It's kind of fire. Yeah, dude. I've gotten some that.
I did some bad stuff in the church. Yeah, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's right.
My father holding a position.
He's keeping a position.
I'm not trying to.
No, that's fair. Not like that motherfucker OJ Simpson, dude. That guy crazy. He got Twitter. Bro, isn't that wild?
Yeah, he is on Twitter.
I love that shit.
Speaking of criminals, bro, I was thinking. Do y'all remember that video of Bill Cosby walking out of jail?
Where he does the fly,
and he goes. Little head move thing.
Bro, hits me with the eyes, bro.
He wanted to start touring before COVID hit too hard. But he never
dude, that actually was touring. A thing. Yeah, he like announced that he was going to try to get on stage.
Yeah, dude, people were like, COVID.
That would have been fucking, I think that would have been a mess.
I think people would have gone.
I think that's an issue and not an issue, but the people that
100% people would have gone. It wouldn't have been a lot of people.
Wouldn't have been a lot.
Not people that want to hear him, but people that want to kill him.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be pretty crazy. Bill Cosby gets on stage and just gets shot. Mm. That would make the news.
It'd be like Gangstalicious on the Boondocks.
Gangstalicious.
I just got shot.
Dude, how is Bill Cosby not dead yet? He's very old.
A lot of people will be saying that about Trump, I think, too. I think it's pretty interesting that he never got assassinated. I thought in my heart, if any of our presidents were going to, this might be the guy.
Yeah.
There was some negative energy around homeboy, for sure.
It wasn't all positive energy like at Crown Sports Center. Shout out Crown Sports Center.
Yeah,
shout out to them for your corporate events.
Yeah, dude. And your birthday parties and shit,
birthday
too.
Parties, yeah.
For real, Crown Sports Center in this bitch.
30th birthday party, Crown Sports Center.
Shout out 30s.
About to have
shout out 20s. Right. Shout out to 1930s, yo.
Bro, shout out to 19s. Shout that cocaine. Might be next. That's me next year, for real. Oh, I'm going to Crown.
You going to Crown, dude?
I'm going to Crown for my party needs.
Okay. I'm all about that.
Because I love Crown Sports Center.
I would like to play as many games of laser tag as possible.
Bro, that'd be lit.
Do you guys fuck with bagels?
Bagels. Bagels are pretty good.
Just like as a whole.
Do you like?
I love bagel places. I feel like bagel places are like a thing that's kind of underrated.
You know what yeah, I mean? You feel me? Because you got mad options. Like
yeah, like you can go to a place like an Oprah.
I fuck heaviest with like a blueberry bagel with very light cream cheese. How do you guys feel about that?
Bro, bagels are the shit.
They are, aren't they?
We'd be having them in New Jersey, like bakeries.
Yeah, you guys got good ones out there.
They'd be making them fresh daily.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Bagels with hot Cheetos on them is great.
Yeah, so that's a thing, by the way.
He also doesn't like how I eat my muffins or cupcakes.
Like Cali, they put hot Cheetos on their bagels.
That's fucking weird.
And make like hot Cheeto bagel sandwiches.
That's too much dry, bro.
Well, I think you would put like cream cheese on it, right?
Yeah, you put cream cheese on it.
You put like cream cheese, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and then an everything bagel. And sometimes you would have that for breakfast and shit.
It's real, bro. You've been having that diarrhea straight out Detroit.
It's real, dude. It's real. Bagels will change your whole day up.
That should make you hit that natty splatty.
The natty splatty, dude.
After you be drinking or eating that fucking Flamin' Hot Cheeto sandwich bagel thing.
Yeah.
The extravaganza.
I think it's great. You haven't tried it, so you can't say anything.
I don't know.
My asshole is burning thinking about it.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Gets you a little heated.
I'm like, holy fuck. For breakfast?
Isn't it also weird to start eating a muffin... bottom part first.
No, it's
I like
not.
To think about the wrapping. Like it comes with the wrapping on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saving the best part for last.
Okay, I mean that's a decent argument.
I know it is, but
I would just personally like take the bottom off, put it on the top. You feel me? Then you'd be eating muffin sandwich, good and bad, but the good is in the
muffin
middle.
Sandwich. That's muffin important. Sandwich.
But that's how I'd be eating cupcakes for real.
Oh, hot dog's definitely a sandwich. I don't know if that's a debate we should have or not here. But
it's not.
Hot dog on a bun? In a bun? Oh, it's a sandwich.
Well, what else would it be? Would it be a sub?
Yeah, I think that's...
It might be considered a sub, but like I put it in between the buns. I don't sit on the buns.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm always deep inside the buns.
Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah.
Especially with the hot dog.
In life.
Yeah, and in life. In life, you want to remain deep inside the buns. It's consistent.
Proverbs that's something I struggle with.
What did you say? It's actually in the Bible.
Straight from the Bible.
Bro, if it's the poop hole, then it may be in the Bible.
Straight from Proverbs. And I'm now sorry, it's poo. You ever see that Family Guy episode where he just turned to poo? And now it's poo.
Throw back to Quagmire Toilet.
Quagmire Toilet. That was intense. That was an episode where he got caught spying on Lois, and then he had to become the Quahog outcast. That was a good episode. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of Family Guy hit a few times this past season. Only like twice.
This most recent season?
Yeah. There's,
have you seen the one where they're singing Black Betty? When Peter sings Black
Betty. Oh, Black Betty. Yeah, dude. That shit is fucking great. He's like, well, what can we afford? Black Betty by just starts going at it, dude. That shit is so dope. Betty. Yeah. It's the past fucking... I would say like 3 out of the past 8 episodes this season were like really good.
Do you remember like which ones?
The motherfucking the boxer briefs one was pretty good where they switch boxers on accident, and then the one where they there's one where Peter starts cheating on Lois with Bonnie's food. Bonnie starts cooking dinner and Peter starts going over to Bonnie's place to eat food instead of eating Lois's cooking. And it's like the whole episode is basically him like cheating on Lois by eating Bonnie's dinner. And it's honestly hilarious, especially when he starts talking about Joe's harnesses and machines around the house. That shit. Like, it's phenomenal, dude. It's a great fucking episode.
Yeah, there's one scene when they show Joe's bathroom. Peter tried to use it. He just couldn't do it.
He's yeah, like, dude. I can't figure that was this a shit fucking out. Great gag, honestly. Yeah. There's a documentary on HBO Max about South Park's 6 day per episode thing, where South Park produces a new episode once a week.
Yeah.
And they also
get them done in 6 days.
Creators of South Park also created a Broadway play called The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Book of Mormon myself. I don't know much about what the play itself is about.
Yeah, no, bro. But it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, this is what I hear, dude. It makes me want to fucking see it, honestly. I just don't know how I would go about doing so, but I would love to do so, honestly. And I just know that so the documentary about them is about how right after they made The Book of Mormon, they had to start the newest season. And they had to put out an episode in 6 days for the first time after putting out, like, a Broadway fucking play. And it just documented the whole, like, six-day process of getting back into the studio and recording, animating, and, like, the whole nine yards when it comes to producing an entire episode of South Park. But, like, the very first one of the season and shit. And it was like, oh, dude, it's dope to see their, like, the way they go about doing these things.
By the way, I've seen this documentary.
You have seen it.
Do you remember... Or did you watch the documentary yet? Or
I've seen it like 3 times. I just watched it like a week ago.
Did you the episode that they ended up making that week? Yeah. Was the one where Cartman
wants to get an iPad.
Is that what it was? I thought it was the one where Cartman wanted to have the babies playing for the NBA or for the NCAA.
No, it's the one where Cartman wants an iPad, and then I think it was Kyle. He agrees to the terms and conditions. And the joke was that, like, everybody always reads the terms of aggressions and nobody ever agrees to it. And mm-hmm. Kyle had actually hit agree and nobody ever did that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then because Kyle signed the terms and agreements, he had to get human centipeded between these, like, two Asian people.
Yes,
and that
right.
was, like,
that's
the
right.
episode that they produced in 6 days. And you got to see, like, the
clip. I remember the drawings that they had.
Yeah,
and,
like, the human centipede. Yeah. And, like, the guy's, like, going back and forth. The seriousness of, like, developing the storyboard. And the storyboard is just the human centipede. Like, I think that shit is so funny, dude. And they talk about going to the what was it, the Emmys or the Tonys, Tony Awards, the Emmy Awards, while on acid in dresses.
And they went to the Oscars.
The Oscars, yeah, dude, the straight up the Oscars, yeah, bro. To go to the Oscars in dresses on acid is like, what a dream, dude. What a goal. Like, what I wouldn't give.
That was
to
like
go
their
to the Oscars
first like big Hollywood events.
Yeah, you know? Dude. And they showed up in that bitch, and they just wouldn't say shit about the dresses and everything. Like, oh, yeah. That shit is comedy gold, dude. That shit makes me happy. Those motherfuckers are genius farmers. Genius.
The fact that they can make those insanely great episodes in 6 days.
Dude, I fuck happy with that. I keep always forget that Bill Hader's a part of that.
Yeah, he was in the writer's room for a while.
Dude, that motherfucker is so goddamn funny, dude. I wasn't an impressionist, too, honestly. Man's pure talents.
I'd like to see Bill Hader in more films, dude.
I think he's a great actor, dude. Yeah, I don't really see why he's not in more shit.
You ever seen Barry on HBO?
Barry? I don't believe I have.
It's Bill Hader's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that at all.
He plays an assassin who wants to get out of being an assassin by becoming an actor.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's on HBO?
Mm-hmm. It's fucking... amazing. It's
hilarious. It's called Barry?
Yeah.
Shit.
And he still gets hired to do executions.
Yeah.
So he's living this double life. Like, that's what he's doing for money.
Yeah.
To support his acting career.
Yeah.
So he's trying to go from hiding from the world and being an espionage.
Yeah.
To putting his face out for...
I kind of fuck with that idea. I like that.
Yeah. It's really fucking...
Very interesting. Okay.
It's hilarious. Calls me. And the acting teacher is so fucking geek, and people die, and people get shot at. Dude, it's cool.
People die.
Damn.
Max, you fuck with ice cream? You look like you fuck with ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
It really depends.
You know what fell dude. Off? Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins fell off.
I haven't had Baskin-Robbins since I was like 9 years old.
No,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Dude, sometimes I fuck with ice cream. Like, I can't get it at certain places. I used to work at Dairy Queen, so like, bad ice cream history, bro. We got bad blood.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I understand. But like, sometimes I'd be eating ice cream, and I'm like, damn, I need a glass of milk. What about all this dairy makes me want dairy?
Yeah, dude. Dairy is mad dangerous, dog. What about a fucking Cold Stone? Like a Cold Stone Creamery in
Cold
this bitch?
Stone's
banger,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
My brother and I, his very first job, so we would get Cold Stone semi-regularly.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's great.
That's just so dangerous. Damn expensive, though.
It is. Got a price tag to it.
Bro, I'm like, this is fine dining. If I ever take a girl on a date to Cold Stone, she knows she's the one.
Dude.
I ain't taking them to no Applebee's. Matter,
bitch. You feel me? Applebee's got that 2 for $20, though, honestly. No, is that Chili's?
I can't remember.
They both have a 2 for $20?
So wait, you're telling me I need to take my girl to Applebee's?
Applebee's or Chili's, dude. I've done it. They both got options.
Damn, so that's not fine dining? Am I just poor?
No, dude. I think that's fine dining. That's cheap fine dining. That's proper fine dining. Mm. You get a drink, get a tip. You got like, you're down like $26. It's not bad. It's a great idea, honestly.
I can do that 4 more times. And
yeah, you feel me?
Spend $100.
It's not bad, dude. Or we go to Top Golf. I can't math,
bro.
Can we get a bunch of people together and go to Top Golf?
Bro, that would kind of be lit.
I hear it's very expensive.
What?
Work party. Mm. Joe's employees. Hey.
Dude, Top Golf. It would be a dope time, dude.
I feel like we'd all get our asses handed to us, but I'm personally not a great golfer, but...
You don't even have to be, dude. That's what makes it so fun. You just got to hit the ball in, like, a direction. You can get points for just hitting it into the hole. It doesn't have to be, like, that accurate.
I was on my school's JV golf team.
You really?
My freshman year, I was.
Yo.
It was 3 years ago.
Come on, son. You totally got this, then.
I'm dog shit, bro. They never cut nobody from the golf team, but I damn near got cut before I quit. It was so bad, bro.
Oh, my God.
We'd spend half the practice on one hole, and they'd be like, no, we got to move on, yo.
Damn.
Is this supposed to be red?
Yeah, it means it's almost over. Child golf. I worked at a golf course for 3 weeks.
Which one?
Green Hill.
Green Hill?
Yeah, dog.
I have a buddy that does the carts there.
Yeah, dude, I used to do the carts there in that bitch. It was dope as fuck. The guy was, like, abusive. It was wild. He was, like, told you, like, that you fucking sucked and that, like, you were stupid and that your parents raised you wrong and, like, really came at it, motherfucker. Yeah, he was crazy, dude. He lasted there for, like, a few years back in the day, but, like, they got rid of him a few months after I quit because then, like, I worked there with two other motherfuckers, and they ended up quitting a few months later, too. Damn. It was just a very unhealthy work environment, and eventually the guy got fired.
It's just straight hitting balls all the time, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, when you bring the balls into it, it kind of ruins everything.
Balls?
Like that. Let's bring it full circle. Your story from earlier.
Yeah.
The balls came in?
Damn. Yep.
Maybe if it was a dick with balls, he would have done it. But
that would have made it like a straight point. It would have been there's a dick and there's balls attached to it, and it makes sense. And you have to deal with
100% one or the other.
But the fact that there was just one and not the other,
bro. There's no such thing as neutered man. I never heard of that.
It's a real thing.
Someone neutered they man.
Yeah, someone's man neutered himself. Went all the way.
Was
with
it tied off nice with like a piece of floss?
I try not to ask. There's a good chance, man.
Did you ask if he had a scrotum and no balls? I've been thinking about this.
I would assume it's just like a really long taint is how I view it.
Bro, big grundle.
Yeah.
Big fleshy fun bridge.
Because it would just be vibing. Yeah, it'd have to just be a chunky flesh bridge, you feel me?
Bro, the grundle.
That's what I can think of. Maybe they would just like snip it and sew it back together and then just be a dick hanging out in front. And then your ass 9 inches around the corner.
When you're actively thinking about balls, like your own,
yeah,
like what are these like? What is it like to have these? I've never really thought about this.
Yeah,
and then you think about getting them cut off. Yo, that's it.
Think about not having them.
That's a rough thought, dude. I'd be like my boy Frodo over here, not able to hump any pillows.
Not even able to hump any pillow anymore. So
not even being able to do.
You guys ever come in your door?
What happened? Come in the door.
All right, this has been good. Fat cast, fat out.